Overton Berry Trio playing at the Doubletree Inn in 1970, playing a tune written by Overton Berry called The Guacamolean Shuffle. And that comes from the album The Overton Berry Trio at Seattle's Doubletree Inn, which turned out to be such a successful gig that it was expanded to other Doubletree locations as well. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie, and today on Jazz Northwest, we're going to pay tribute to a major figure in Seattle jazz history, Overton Berry, who passed this last week at the age of 84. He was born in 1936, and after moving to Seattle as a young child, he attended Garfield and Lincoln High Schools. He studied music at the Cornish School, at Linfield College in Oregon, and at the University of Washington. In the 50s in Seattle, he played Dave's Fifth Avenue, The Colony. He was music director for the Peggy Lee concert at the 1962 Seattle World's Fair. He was music director for the House of Entertainment during the World's Fair, and is music director for the Canadian tour La Hora de Jazz series of concerts, and music director of the Gene Stridle Show Hollywood Overseas Committee playing in Vietnam. Overton played extensively in venues around the world, Sanssouci in Tokyo, the Marriott in Cairo, the Peninsula Hotel in Bangkok, the China Hotel in Guangzhou, China, and the Sheraton Hotel in Hong Kong. He performed at numerous venues in and around Seattle during his career, including Dave's Fifth Avenue, the Olympic Hotel's Marine Room, Doubletree Inn, Jazz Alley, Tula's, the Alexis Hotel, the Triple Door, Egan's Ballard Jam House, and the Sorrento Hotel's Fireside Room, among other locations. He was inducted into the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame in 2012. There's an excellent profile of Overton Berry written by Steve Griggs in the May 2012 issue of Earshot magazine. We'll miss his broad smile and his swinging music around Seattle. Overton Berry, true hero of the music. He made a half a dozen different albums during his lifetime. 11 Is Forever was one of the recent ones. There was also Live at the Islander, which was recorded on Lopez Island in the San Juans, something that turned into an annual affair there for a few years. He had several years run there. The Overton Berry Trio Live at the Admiral Theater in West Seattle was another live recording. We will be playing some music from some of these albums, as well as some recordings that we made at Tula's in Seattle when he was playing in a duo with Bruce Ferris, who contributed some of his thoughts to Overton Berry a little later on the program. One of the groups Overton Berry led was called the TOBE, the Overton Berry Ensemble. Here's a recording of that group. This is from a performance at the Islander on Lopez. Overton Berry at the piano with Klaus Lenzian on guitar, Art Foxall on tenor sax, Luis Peralta as the drummer and percussionist, and Bob Bierman on bass. This is a tune that was written by Manny Album and adopted by the group here, with Overton Berry at the piano, Slow But Sure, featuring Art Foxall. Thank you. The Overton Berry Ensemble doing a tune called Slow But Sure, featuring Art Foxall on tenor sax, Klaus Lenzin on guitar along with Overton Berry at the piano, Bob Bierman was the bass player, and Luis Peralta was the drummer and percussionist. That comes from an album Live at the Islander, recorded at the Islander on Lopez Island, a summer residency for a number of years there for Overton Berry groups. We had some comments contributed by Bruce Ferris, who was a frequent bass player, particularly in the later years with Overton Berry, often performing as a duo, and we had the good opportunity to record the duo in performance at Tula's in 2018, and we'll hear some music from that in a moment. I asked Bruce if he would contribute some comments about working with Overton Berry. He sent me a rather lengthy epistle here that I won't have time to read all of on the air, but I think it's worthy of publication somewhere. Bruce writes, "It was magic to share the stage with OB in this last chapter of his life when we were playing together again in a duo setting. We'd look in each other deep in the eyes as we played. The level of intimacy and connection was profound. There were many challenges that OB was dealing with regarding his body and health, so each time we would watch each other and essentially react accordingly to what his body was able to bring to each song. His engagement with the audience was genuine, real, and who he was in person. He loved every person that sat in an audience, and he demonstrated that love by connecting directly with each person that he could make eye contact with. But again, it went beyond just audience. It was every person he made contact with, and anyone who ever had a conversation with him, even just one, walked away touched by a feeling that he cared, he loved, he just simply loved. Bruce Ferris continues, sharing the stage with Overton was an amazing experience, one that allowed me, as an interloping part-time musician in my recent years, to step into a magic world of intense adoration by his audiences. The feeling on stage with Overton is one of reverence from the audience to the stage and from the stage back to the audience. He loved to talk story on stage and off. We would spend hours retelling the crazy and funny events that we had both encountered together and separately, and it could go on and on. If you are a musician who is striving to improve and to bring your skills up and you happen to come into contact with him, there was a 90% chance that he was going to find a way to get you onto the stage with him, to sit in, to feel what it was like to perform in front of an audience who actively participated in helping you play at your absolute best, whether vocalist or instrumentalist. He was incredibly giving. Some comments by bass player Bruce Ferris, who often played duo with Overton Berry and played some of his last gigs. We had the opportunity to record Overton Berry and Bruce Ferris together at Tula's when they performed there in 2018, a couple of years ago. We'll hear some music next coming from those performances recorded at Tula's. Here's Overton Berry at the piano with Bruce Ferris on bass at Tula's and the tune Hard Times.
Thank you. Thank you. We have to have a house check here. We have to make sure that there's not a guy named Ahmad Jamal in the audience, outside the door, in the city limits, in the state of Washington, in this country. And I tell you that because Bruce just, I asked Bruce what he wanted to play, and he said Point Siena. And there was a time when probably, if not the most famous, one of the most famous arrangements done was done by Ahmad Jamal and his trio, and very, 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 very good. Well, we were an opening act for Ahmad Jamal in Port Ludlow, I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah, Port Ludlow. Beautiful sunny day, you know, there's boats in the harbor and everything. And we played a few songs we were opening for him. And I called Point Siena. And Bruce said, you sure you want to play that? And I said, yeah. And he said, look over at the corner of the building. And here was Ahmad Jamal talking to some guy, and I thought about it for a minute, I went, never mind, we're going to play something else. So I always, every time we play this song now, I always want to have a room, a building, and a city check to make sure Mr. Jamal is not in the room. Thank you. Thank you. Applause for my dear friend Bruce Ferris. Appreciate it.
That's the Overton Berry Bruce Farris duo playing at Tula's. A group of selections there, several of them written by pianists. We heard Ahmad Jamal's Poinciana. I guess it wasn't written by Ahmad Jamal, but indelibly identified with him. Hymn to Freedom, after that, was a piece written by Oscar Peterson, powerful piece of music. And then we heard Joe Zawinul's Mercy, Mercy. When Joe Zawinul was a member of the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, he wrote that tune. And that last part was an old pop song called Here Lies Love. Overton Berry at the piano, Bruce Farris on bass, recorded live at Tula's in Seattle. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. And today we're featuring music played by Overton Berry and various ensembles. Overton Berry, the pianist, was one of the last iconic figures who belonged to the Musicians Union 493, when there were two Musicians Union in Seattle, the White Musicians Union and, as Floyd Standifer said, all the others in Local 493. Iconic list of musicians from that generation, not only Overton Berry, but Floyd Standifer, Buddy Catlett, Jabbo Ward, Ernestine Anderson, all gone now, as well as Ray Charles. I think one of the only ones remaining standing is Quincy Jones, who no longer lives here, of course. Overton Berry, certainly a part of that great scene from the 50s and 60s. We have an extended piece here, which is done by a trio in a concert by the Overton Berry Trio, which in this case includes Mike Aitchison on bass and Rick Spano on drums, recorded in April of 2005 at the Admiral Congregational United Church of Christ in West Seattle. Here they are, the Overton Berry Trio, playing a medley of tunes from Black Orpheus, with which Overton often liked to conclude his performances. We'll hear Manhattan Carnival, Samba de Orfeo, and Solo de Spano, so-called, here in this performance by the Overton Berry Trio, live at the Admiral in West Seattle. Thank you. The Overton Berry Trio, recorded live in performance at the Admiral Theater in West Seattle. Mike Acheson on bass, Rick Spano on drums, Overton Berry at the piano. By special arrangement, we'll have a little more music by Overton Berry next week on Jazz Northwest as we hear some music from his last set played at Jazz Alley. We have a podcast available of Jazz Northwest. In case you missed any previous shows or would like to hear any again, we're at jazznw.org, jazznw.org. For the podcast, you can sign up for weekly delivery of. You can also ask your smart speaker to play Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you for listening today to Jazz Northwest, and join us again next Sunday at this same time. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.